Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you again as we bow our heads to the dust where you took our bodies from. Your word says, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. The prophet said that was not spoken of the soul. It is because of our souls, O God, we are gathered tonight around your word. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for those who came with public transport, those who come with private vehicles. Thank you for your protection and cares upon us. Thank you for the period that we'll be away from each other. Thank you for prayers we'll be praying for each other. Thank you for answers to prayers at all times. Thank you for your servants that are at the post of duty, Lord, watching over the flock. We thank you for the fivefold apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, men that you have raised up to watch over the flock and be a blessing to them, and also, O God, to edify them. We pray in all the nations of the world that your children are gathered in like manner. May your presence be with them. Break every pass of darkness, other subjection. Let your spirit have the preeminence. It's our prayers. We know all our needs, Lord. Physical, material, financial, spiritual, academics. Lord Jesus, you have promised to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Give us faith to take you at your word. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Bless our brother that you have used, Lord, to lead the songs. Thank you for the hymns of the church. Thank you for the messages that they carry. Lord, we are grateful. Though those songs have been composed many, many years ago, because they were composed under the inspiration and anointing of the Holy Ghost, they still carry their messages today. We are very grateful, Father. Thank you, our Master. There might still be some on their way coming. Bring everybody safely, Lord. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. God bless you, church. You can please be seated a little while. Though our time is limited because it's a prayer meeting, nevertheless, we can say a word or two before we go into reading of the scriptures. I want to appreciate you very well for your prayers for me when I was away, and all the places I visited, they all said greetings, and they all asked me to greet you for them. They said greetings to the ministers, and I'm very grateful that you were praying for me. The Lord helped me. I went through, and we enjoyed the services. And yesterday, you see, I was to travel by road, but God made a way. Somebody paid for air for me to go. Thank you. And it was just one way. And while I was there, somebody called me and said, you are coming back by road. We will take care of your ticket. The fellow, God bless you, the fellow paid for the ticket. It was just less than an hour, 45 minutes from Abuja to Ibadan. Something that would have taken like how many hours on the road. See, I want us to pray in our Idi individual prayers at home to appreciate those people and say, God bless them and prosper them. What Abraham said, giving is part of our faith. It's part of our belief. We believe in giving. Hello? The prophet said we would have taken care of the whole world. He said, but because of limitations, say that is why we are responsible for our own. Amen? God bless you. I appreciate everyone. I appreciate my associate and the rest of the ministers. Yeah, for their labor in the vineyard. You see, the brethren of old, you know, the message was just fresh coming, the apostles. And some of them, because of ministers were plenty among them. Some say, well, I belong to Brother Femi. Some say, sir, if Brother Sam is not preaching, I will say amen. Some say, Papa Ayodele is my choice. Others say, if Pastor is not at home, I will even come to church. When those things were happening, I'm of Paul, I'm of Peter, I'm of the Apollos, and the rest of them. When the rebuke comes, he said, they were carnal. Hello? He said, they were carnal. People that are spiritual, they come to church for one thing, and that is to meet with God and to check up with their soul salvation. Amen. Whosoever among the fivefold, remember the fivefold, they are not made for a local assembly. The fivefold are made for the body of Jesus Christ. Whether apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, they are made for the body of Christ. Any of them can mount the pulpit according to the measure of the gift of God in his life, he will deliver the message to the people. I remember too that each and every one of them is going to receive reward according to the labor in the vineyard, and according to the measure of the gift of Christ in their lives. So, whosoever stands before the congregation, spiritual people will say amen to the word of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I was in Benin. They say greetings. I was in Onitsha. You know, that is the place where I think all the children of Pastor Hamba are dedicated, all of them. And unknowing to me, even the dedication, I was preaching one sermon. That is God rich in mercy. Amen? If God is rich in mercy, that is why we are here tonight. Do you know why? Before the foundation of the world, we are made to know that our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You see, if you are a child of God, by the grace of God, you have the revelation of your origin. You will not be afraid of nothing, because the one that brought you here, we didn't negotiate with him to make you a female, to make you a male, at the family where you want to come, at the country where you want to come. He decided all this by himself. Are you following me? And before we read the scripture, may I say this? If this one that brought us here had been so described in the Bible, because Jesus said, He said, they that my Father has given to me, he said, they will come to me. He said, when they come, he said, no man will be able to pluck them out of my hands. Because the Father that gave them to me is mightier, is greater, is more powerful than all. All power in heaven and in earth are at his disposal. There is no witch, there is no wizard, there is no Emery, there is no Ogbanje, there is no Mami Water Spirit that can contend with our God. And the Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? Satan. And all those evil spirits that I mentioned now are just little agents of the devil. And Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. I do tell people that where is your faith? If you say you will not go to your village because there are witches there, where is your faith? May God help us. Let me tell you too, that the one that wrote our names in the last book of life before the foundation of the world, when you were born here, what Abraham said, he slipped something inside of you, something you must come to later. Is the message of your day that he puts in you. Not only that, what Abraham said, God has appointed a bunch of angels to surround you in this life journey. He said, these angels, he said, they don't go. He said, they are permanent with you. Listen, I'm going to somewhere. He said, they are permanent with you. Which means, whether you are awake, whether you sleep, they are permanent with you. Not only that, the prophet went further to tell us that one angel can destroy the whole world. One angel. And you have plenty of them surrounding you. Then, tell me what you should be afraid of. Fear not, little flock. It is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God bless you. For your information, there is no child of God that will miss the kingdom of God. He that wrote your names is watching over you. And he has an appointed time for everyone to come in. I wish I could just talk like this before we go and pray. But I will read the scripture. Do you know the Bible says it was of necessity that Jesus must go through Samaria? Do you know why? There was a predestinated seed of God that need to be converted that time. And that woman was a woman of a red light. When you hear red light woman, it's a prostitute. She had had 5 husbands. She was living with the 6th one. Jesus sat at the well and told the disciples, you go and buy food, come. He knows what he was waiting for. Not quite long, the woman came. Jesus said, give me water to drink. The woman said, what? I'm a woman of Samaria, and you are a Jew. We don't have dealings with each other. Jesus said, if you only know the gift of God, and who it is that is talking to you. I think, are you displaying it? Okay. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Hello? Living water. Whether you make borehole, whether it is a government that supply it, whether it is a pure water producers, it's not living water. You drink it, you will thirst again. But the living water is the Holy Ghost in the soul of the believer. Hello? The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? It's a conversation. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? I say, yes. That was the God of Jacob. We gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hello? The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus knew where he was going. No? He said, Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Is that saidest thou truly? And the woman said unto him, he didn't say you are Beelzebub. He didn't say you are devil. He said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Listen to the answer. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, not should, not may, must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. A few places where Jesus said the people and the world, a few places in the Bible, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot. That's what brought her there. She left the water pot and went away into the city and said unto the man, come. This is a woman that could not come in the company of other women because of her people. Nobody regarded her. She's a prostitute. But when she had that encounter with the Lord Jesus, she forgot the purpose why she came to the well, left it there. She didn't even go looking for women. She went to see men and told them, he said, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city. Nobody would have listened to her ordinarily. Not even a woman or a man. But she had an encounter. And she was no longer evil ashamed at that time. They come and see a man. I've had an encounter with somebody. He told me all my life. But Abraham said, the reason why the woman was telling Jesus, I have no husband, is that she was a flex. And imagine, she thought that Jesus would be the next victim. But then they went out of the city. Okay. And the man where his disciple prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Stop there, my brother. This is not where I will finish my exhortation. What am I saying? Because of that woman, that is why he went there. He said that he was waiting for her. God has an appointed time for all his children. None of God's children will be lost. I can assure you of that. You see, not only that, apart from the fact that God have assigned a bunch of agents that are permanent with us, watching over our going and coming back, Himself, go, He watches over every one of us. So you can see the security that is around us as God's children. Oh, hallelujah. That is why sometimes when people are preaching and they are, you know, leaning towards, you know, witches doing them this, doing them that. Look, what are you talking about? Who do you call God? Hello? Who do you call God? You think God will ordain me to be 80 years old before he called me home? They won't careless witch. We come and kill me at 60. Kilo Shele. What is going on? So there is a power that can overtake God. I don't believe your gospel. The God I serve is the Alpha, is the Omega, is the beginning, is the end, is the first. Is the last, is the one that was, is the one that is the one that is to come. The Almighty God. God bless you, church. Oh, man. May God help us. Elijah called the people. He said, let's meet at the mountain. If God be God, today we will know. If Baal is God, let's follow back. He said, the God that we answer by fire, let him be God. That is the unchanging God that we serve. When you hear Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, is the unchanging God, Jehovah of the Old Testament, who became the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Testament. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Believer, thou this? Oh, my. When God has a discussion with Satan, he says, Satan, where are you coming from? He says, no destination, up and down, causing trouble. Husband and wife, you see, Satan is responsible. Parents are changing your future. Satan is responsible. Anywhere you find trouble, now he did there. He said, have you considered my servant Job that he's a perfect man, that there's no one like him, a man that eschews evil and do that which is right? Satan replied, he said, are you talking of Job? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, does Job fear God for naught?
Has not thou made an edge about him, and about his house, and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he had, and he will cause thee to thy face. Listen up. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. This is unknown to Job. This is cautious. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was finishing, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and had burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Well, he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made up three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. You will soon stop. I'm not stopping on Job. You will stop here. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hello? You see what I'm talking about? When God and Satan were talking about Job, Job was not aware. Abraham said, God had confidence in his children that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, they will not speak foolishly. They will not. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Was that the end of Job? Shall we write? Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, for verse 1. Romans 6, for verse 1. You say, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Say, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, verse 8, we stop there because no stopping place. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Brother Abraham told us, he said, it's like this small ball, they call it an affair. All the children that this boy will ever give birth to are already in him. All he needs to do when he grows up is to follow the plan and purpose of God for reproduction and get married, getting a wife for bedding ground, and produce these children that have been in him right from childhood. Hello? May God help us. The Lord Jesus Christ told us, he said, no man can come to me except my Father draw him. When he called the 12 apostles, he finally called Judas. Many people used to think he made a mistake. God doesn't make no mistake. When he brought in Judas, he said something. He said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. He knew that Judah was a serpent seed. He purposely brought him in so that he could do the work of Judas. The work that Judas did, Matthew could not have done it, nor Luke, nor any of other disciples. That is why Brother Abraham told us, he said, an elect cannot persecute an elect. Amen? That is why I used to wonder, when the man is filled with the Holy Ghost, the woman is filled with the Holy Ghost, where does quarrel come from? Is Holy Ghost quarreling with the Holy Ghost? Hello? Asamio? But Abraham said, we do not know ourselves. He said, we only know the body that carry ourselves. This brother Femi, I'm looking at. I'm only seeing his body. This brother Sam, I'm only seeing his body. This Papa Ayodele, I'm only seeing his body. They only see my body. The real me is the spirit that is in me. You believe that? That is what Brother Abraham said. Let me tell you something. Brother Abraham said, it's the spirit of Beethoven is put upon Femi. He will do the work of Beethoven. He said that was the spirit that was doing that work of Beethoven in Beethoven. If the spirit of Shakespeare is put upon Brother Sam, he will do the work of Shakespeare. Hello? Hello? Why did God choose to put his spirit in us? You will have to answer that by yourself. Remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I would like to write on the board. It will take me time. Though, you know, I can write ABC. You know, ABC of the message is always believe Christ. Oh. So don't think I cannot write. I can write. God bless you. You see, the prophet told us, he said, Jesus Christ, when he was at the cross, he said we were in him. Do you believe that? That is why the scripture says we were crucified with him. We were buried with him. We resurrected with him. And we have ascended with him. And our present place now is heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hello. Am I preaching dogma? I will show you the scripture if you doubt me. Look, you cannot be in heavenly places and be a fornicator. It's just not possible, because our life is being governed from above. That is why I don't believe people fussing, people quarreling, it's on my assembly, minister will fight each other. What are you fighting for? You need the Holy Ghost. What are you fighting for? God has told us, I cannot take the place of Femi. Femi has a place. It's the program of God. Brassam has a place. Papa Odele has a place. I have a place. Joshua have a place. None of us can take one another's place. We have places. You are not going to have two mansions over there. Only one. Then what is your struggling? What is the fight about? Who is inspiring you to fight? Fighting Holy Ghost, fighting Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us a kingdom that is divided against itself can never stand. God bless you, church. Some people you meet me and say, how are you making it? You have 6 minutes, 5 ministers with you. I say, am I the one who called them to the ministry? I'm not responsible for them. The one that called them is the one responsible for them. They are also accountable to him. They are not accountable to me. Hello? Hello? God bless you. I say, God bless you. There is nothing to fuse about. There is nothing to fight for. As sons and daughters of God, we should walk together for the glory of God. I used to say something. If you think Jesus has made a mistake to have chosen me, and you think you are a man, let me tell you what we do. Because this thing I want to tell you is not the promise of God. Because you are a man, you will do it. In the resurrection, you go ahead. I wait at the gate. When I come, he say, Jesus, you made mistake to have chosen Pastor Martins. You made mistake. He doesn't belong here. Let him go away. Let him know you are a man. If you can't do it, shut up. Keep quiet. God that chose you is the one that chose the next person. Oh, there is none of us that can determine your eternal destination. That is in the hand of Jehovah. And Jehovah alone. That is why I used to sing that song. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final. He had the final say. It's not, look. Oh, mercy. May God help us. Some people say, oh, that person, he died prematurely. Are you the one who brought him here? You think God become lazy. He could no longer protect him. That's why he died. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Look. The prophet said, the Lord knows you very well that he's going to prepare your mansion to your taste. You know, when you want to build a house, you want to draw plan. This is my bedroom. This is a stranger's bedroom. I know of somebody, when he built a duplex, he put a bedroom up and the stranger bedroom down. A time came, old age, with sicknesses that follow old age came. He could no longer climb upstairs. The stranger's bedroom becomes the master's bedroom. Human beings are very funny. Why the scripture say we brought nothing here? Nobody is taking anything. I was preaching in local church. I was asking the pastor, I said, where your wife pass on? All the boxes where our clothes are loaded. You pack them inside the grave. He said, no. Brothers and sisters, make sure that this one thing needful. You know, Jesus came to the house of Mary and Martha one time. Martha just slipped into the kitchen. A stranger has come. As he's washing rice, he's washing plate, he's cooking this, until she fed. Because Mary sat with Jesus, listening to the word of life. Until Martha thought that Mary was idle, she came out and said, Master, please, I'm alone in the kitchen. As I'm washing, I'm doing this, tell my sister to join me. But Martha was calm about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had led me to serve alone? Be her therefore that she helped me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And that Mary had chosen that good path, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, seek ye first. First means first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added unto you. That is one thing needful. I don't care if you can plaster this old tabernacle with a certificate. Some from Norway, some from Germany, some from Washington, some from Abuja. I don't care. Have you seen first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Are you certain of where you are going? Do you have eternal life? Let me tell you, a man that has eternal life knows where he is going. You say, what are you talking? Listen. Brother Abraham said, I have seen sinners dying and they are fighting demons. He said, I have seen saints dying, seeking the praises of God. He said, when a man is there, he said, listen to him, because he begins to see where he's going. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. I wish I can take this service as a preaching service without prayer meeting. I would have loved it. Just preach for 2 hours before I relax. God bless you. There is, fear. Fear is of the devil. Fear has torment. Are you getting me? Oh, man. When Jesus was here, Jesus was born exactly as it had been prophesied of him. And the people say he was bastard. And when he started doing what have already been ordained, because he carried all our infirmities, and he was healing the sick, cleansing lepers, causing the lame to walk, opening the blind eyes, and all manners of diseases, he was healing them. He said of the people to praise him and praise God. They say he was doing it by Beelzebub, because he was the chief of all devils. Did that move Jesus one bit? At the cross, did he say, those people who call me bastard, who did this, Shoshepe? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If the Spirit of God is in you, you say, oh, let me tell you. Remember Stephen? Was Stephen a fornicator? Did he defy somebody's wife? Did he stone? Did he do any evil? He was just preaching. And the people just rushed mad at him. When they were killing him, was he cursing? Was he abusing people? He said, Lord, don't lay these sins to their charge. That is the spirit of Jesus Christ. where the spirit of Jesus Christ is in a man, anything that man does will be according to the word of God, which is the will of God. If the spirit of Beethoven make a man to do the work of Beethoven, the spirit of Christ will make a man to do the work of... Hello, answer me now. The spirit of... Blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. You know, if you listen to what human beings are doing or saying, you'll be confused. The people that were screaming when Jesus entered Jerusalem, Hosanna to the one who cometh in the name of the Lord, they were the same people who were saying, crucify him. Man has not changed. Don't take man as your example. Take Jesus as your example. You will not be disappointed. We used to sing that song. Your father can fail you, he can disappoint you. Your mother can disappoint you. But Jesus, he never fails. He will never disappoint you. Oh, hallelujah, church. That is why me, I for myself, I don't care what you say about me. I don't just give a damn. Do you know why? Listen, you know, what I want to say now has two ways. If you are living wrong, and somebody is saying it, you better mind what he's saying and repent. But if you are living right, and somebody is trying to paint you black, leave that person with God. Make sure you are the will of God. Anybody that rises against you, you give the fight for God to fight. Let me give you an example. Once upon a time, God chose a man by the name Moses. He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. We know all that transpired. The signs and wonders and miracles that took place there. Finally, the firstborn of man and beast that died before they were thrusted out. Because the people were mixed multitude. Any little thing, they will complain. Until a time came, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they divided the camp. What was their complaint? Every time Moses, last year Moses, this year Moses, last week Moses, today Moses, is the only Moses that hear from God? It was not the choice of Moses. It was the choice of God for Moses. When the complaint came, the camp was divided. Many people line up at the back of Korah. Many line up at the back of Abiram. Many line up at the back of whosoever, the three of them. And Moses went to God. God said, hey, go to the camp. Make a proclamation. Who is on the Lord's side? Oh, glory to God. When Moses came, he said, who is on the Lord's side? He didn't stop there. And he said, this man, this wicked man, if they die natural death, then God has not sent me. When somebody died, they had to bring digger, they had to bring shovel, they had to bring cutlasses to the hole. Those people who lined up behind Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their families and their properties, God opened the ark and buried them. Is that true? Am I talking Quran? Look! If you are fighting, when somebody is fighting you, it is still fighting. But when somebody is fighting you and not fighting, you give God chance to fight for you. May God give you understanding of what I'm talking about. Make sure you are in the will of God. Jesus gave a practical example. He said, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. And the people say, Master, where did we see you and we did all this to you? He said, as much as you have done it. So this list of the ones that believe in me, you have done it to me. Brothers, sisters, be careful the way you treat each other. Be very careful. You say, oh, I feed with the Holy Ghost. He's also filled. Brother Abraham was filled with the Holy Ghost. Sister Mida was filled with the Holy Ghost. Where one day she slapped the door against the prophet. The prophet was not offended. You know that he's always offended that little things that you can ignore. I don't know. I say I don't know. Go hear me. The prophet didn't offend, he was not offended at all. But God was not happy. God met the prophet where he was cleaning his car. He said, go and read so chapter to your wife. The prophet said, could it be breeze that is blowing? It could be breeze. When he came again, it was such quickly he picked the Bible. Because when he banged the door, he has already locked it. It was also in my seat. The prophet said, who is he? The prophet said, it's me. What do you want? He said, I have a word from the Lord. You know, Brother Brown doesn't play with that. Quickly, she opened the door. He said, the Lord said, I should read this place to you. Both of them, they were not reading this laughing. They know that was judgment. God can chastise you as his child if you misbehave. So be very careful the way you treat your brother, the way you treat your sister, the way you treat your husband, the way you treat your wife. The grace that saved the husband will make him head. It's the grace that saved the wife will make her the body. Both the body and the head are together. God placed them together where they should be, and they should be there. Hello? Do you know? Many a time we say we are the head, we are the head. Let me tell you, you will never be a complete head until Christ has become your head. If Christ is not leading you, you will misbehave. Hello? You will misbehave. You will try to make a daughter of God a doormat. The grace that saved you is the same grace that saved her. Be careful. Do you know it was because of that? That is why Mida carried that tumor. It was a chastisement from God. You are looking at me. Are you not a message reader? That is why he carried that tumor. It was God chastising her. And the Lord, and the prophet was aware. And he was constantly praying. Because of the meetings he constantly was going, they didn't have time to say, okay, let's remove it. Because that was the request of the doctors. Until it became like, I don't know what. When she's walking, the thing is budget out. The prophet was still in missionary trip when he started praying. The day, whether they were to operate or whatever, they went to the doctor. The prophet said, Lord, help my wife. She has always been a nice wife to me. He said, she has never complained in my going out. You know, the prophet will return from missionary. Next tomorrow is going for hunting. If it was you, come. Oh, then he do only. Eh? A mini come, a mini papa, a mini mama, he lay here. For the past 3 months, oh, no, oh, no, Nisi, oh, day, oh, you are going for hunting. Sister, where is the Holy Ghost? You never heard that from Sister Mida. Are you following me? The Lord said, as you have spoken like this about your wife, she's to be operated to that is there to see doctor. He said, stand up. That same voice. Oh, hallelujah. That same power that is yet to be fully manifested in future according to his promise. That's not my subject. The third pool, manifestation. Speaking things into existence. We have seen this in our generation. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Amen. He says, stand up. Whatever you say, so shall it be. Brother Abraham stood up, all alone in the room. He said, Lord, before the doctor's hand touched that tumor, may you dissolve it. Do you know where they put Sister Mida on the stretcher? The thing was bulging out like this, with X-rays everywhere. When the doctor came, before his hand touched that thing, Sister Mida said, a cool breeze come upon her. The tumor disappeared. The doctor looked at the X-rays. He said, Sister Abraham, I don't know where that is. It on the left side? Is it on the right side? He said, one thing I know, that tumor is no longer here. He said, I cannot explain. I don't know what has happened. The tumor has gone. Our God is our Savior, is our healer, is our keeper, is our provider, is our all in all. I am the Lord thy God that healeth some of your diseases, that healeth all thy diseases. You know, for 2 good years, I was dark, would not even preach Sunday school. Miracles are not explained, but they are experienced. When miracles are experienced, you see the manifestation. God bless you. I told you the other time, the strength that is in me now is like when I was 40 years. God bless you. When I went to Benin, I preached Wednesday, I preached Friday, I preached Sunday morning, I preached Sunday evening. When I went to Onitsha, I preached Wednesday, I preached Friday, I preached Sunday school, I preached, oh man, all over the place. God bless you, church. I am a miracle. I think it's just God did it so as to hit any that I've been doubting whether God still performs miracles. God still performs miracles. God bless you. Shalom to your soul. The God that saved us is protecting us. The God that is protecting us is meeting our needs. You have never seen a bird fall down. They say, Ebilo Paku. God is taking care of the birds. He's taking care of the animals. All the living creatures he put under the water, he's feeding them. Anywhere you look at, you see a miracle of God. Do you know there are big, big creatures inside that water, you see, so they cannot survive outside. And as powerful as lion is, if you put them inside that water, it will die. Because God made them for different places. That is our God. It's our Savior. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We will still go and pray. And before we go and pray, may I say this. The place we read from, Brother Abraham read it. I told this sermon. Let me see. Let me confirm that sermon again. Blessed be his holy name. Identified with Christ. Hello? Identified with Christ. Do you know there are prostitutes today that were raised in a Christian home? But when they mix up with some people, they were wrongly influenced. Be careful who you befriend. Especially you that are in higher institution of learning. Who is your friend? You see a Jezebel painted, wearing trousers, and he wants to befriend you. Oh, Fura. Oh, you don't have discernment. He will teach you money agutotoba bajani. May God help you. May you have discernment too. I started smoking because of people I was following. God bless you, church. I said, God bless you. The prophet said, God made man to want to have somebody to be identified with. That's why you hear some people say, this man is my mentor, this one is my this, this one is my that. He said, God made man, give it that nature, to want to have somebody to be identified with. The prophet said, when God created man and gave him that nature like that, himself God became man, so that you might take him to be your example. Today, there are drunkards who learn how to do because of bad association. May God help us. Now, the prophet said, the Bible said two cannot walk together except they be agreed. If you find two people as friends, there's something binding them. You see that they are womanizers together, or they talk about politics together. There is something that is binding them. May God help us. That is why we have been made to know that under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. You go, you say, oh, he's a deeper lifer. The evil dress, they are even more gentle than our brothers. All you want to do is convert and marry. You will reap what you sow. Remember, the pastor doesn't know. No minister know. No brother know. But the one who created you, female, he sees all things. A long time see. Both heaven and earth is naked before him, including the thoughts of your heart. You think you are clever? The only clever person, let me tell you who he is. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you know that God sees you when you are alone in your bedroom, or when you are alone with your wife, whatever you whisper to each other in that place, there is an all-seeing eye watching you, and he hears all that you are saying. You have to be very careful. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Whether you say amen, whether you don't say amen, the word of God remains the word of God. Oh, sure. If I'm going to dance, I worship my God. I don't care whether you look at me. I don't care what your thoughts are. I just leave you with God, who knows all things, who sees all things. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Don't allow anything to come in between you and God. That is the one who holds the breath of your nostri. He can demand it anytime. He's not obligated to inform you. When he was bringing you, he informed you. He has every right. Oh, blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We will go and pray. I know when we say, let's just go and pray, sleep will come. Do you know why? Let me tell you what is responsible. Let me just pity you and say several things. Not to nail it on one thing, because it will be too hard for you. Maybe you have overworked yourself, you are tired, you come to church, you sit under the fan, where the fan is blowing you like this, before you know what is happening, sleep don't come. That might be one thing, you know. The devil might drop on your shoulder. You get what I'm saying? It might be there's no Holy Ghost. That's why I measure many things, so that whichever one fits you, make you take care. Those shoes that are plenty there, so test them with your feet. The one that fits you, wear it. Holy Ghost is power for service. A man filled with the Holy Ghost can decide to come and have vigil here all alone. He will not doze for 5 minutes, because he's connected to heaven. Yes. Yes. When you buy the latest iPhone, it's in millions. When you carry it, people will respect you. If you are not connected with MTN or any of the service providers, you are only carrying a beautiful handset. Nobody can call you. You can't call anybody. It is the same thing. When you come to church and you are not connected with the Holy Ghost, you may put on the best clothes, come and sing special number, praise God. Whatever you might be doing in the house of God, very fine. Let me tell you, there is only one church. And that one church is the body of Christ. Until you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are not in that church. You will certainly miss the rapture until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, that's why the scripture says the dead in Christ shall rise first. They were in Christ when they died. Of course, we are using that language. We also actually know that Christians don't die, they sleep. But permit me to use that language because the scripture uses it. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Who will resurrect them? The Holy Ghost. We that are alive and remain that in Christ shall be changed. Who will change us? The Holy Ghost. We will convocate together both the resurrected and the changed. Supernaturally, we will fly up. Have you ever seen a woman being flying? Going up? Only Christ. And you see the one who will do it in the rapture. Are you following me? Elisha was following Elijah. He said, you stay here. I just have a mission to be. He said, as long as the Lord liveth, as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. Until he knew that this man mentions, he said, what do you want from me? He said, the double portion of the spirit. He said, you have asked for your heart. Nevertheless, what you ask is hard. Nevertheless, if you see me going, when he saw it, that is why anywhere they reach the school of prophets, they want to distract him. He focused his eyes on Elijah. Because there is a covenant made. The covenant is that when you see me going, what you ask for, you will see it. Hello? When he finally was going, said this matter to him. The double portion he asked for was upon him. He said, what are you asking? What are you talking? I'm talking what I'm talking. That's why when he came to Jordan, he threw that thing. What did he say? He said, where is the God of Elijah? The water parted. Not only that. One day after Elisha had died and buried, one day they were carrying a dead man to go and bury. When they reach the grave of Elisha, whether we say it was by providence, whether we say it was an accident, I don't know what to call it. But when they saw the enemy, they say, they just turned the dead man to the grave of Elisha. The double portion of the power of resurrection was there. Do you know the dead man rose up? Hello? But Abraham said, he said, that quickening power will be upon you, even when you are buried. Who do you call God? Our God makes no mistakes. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. I don't believe the evil spirit can have dominion over you. I don't believe in it. Jesus even said that if you eat poison, it will not hurt you. Believe that this? There are places where they are preaching, don't associate with that family, they are witches' family. Rubbish and nonsense. Can you prove it? You that is catching witches. How many witches did Brother Abraham catch? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Oh, man. We are safe and secure. This life journey from earth to glory We are safe and secure. I believe you are all children of God. But if a witch here come to my house tonight, I come and try me. And see whether you can reach me. God who built fire, wall of fire around you, is protecting me. Not only me, he's protecting all his children. Blessed be God forever. I said it the other time, let me repeat. Not until you become a Christian, because before God take responsibility of caring for you. Before I give my life to Christ, I gave this testimony here. When me and my colleague, we went out, we closed outside. It's already time of closing. We're going to drop our bicycles. We say, let us branch Abadina. That Idiobi is still at Abadina today. That is where our Ila, they were Ila women who were selling my wine there. Me and my friends say, let's just branch them. We will not come down for a bike. We just sit the bike and take a cup, you take a cup. This cup I'm talking of, they call it, who send you? If you drop it on this floor, it will not break. So I dragged my reach up. When a man passed in between us, go and sit down. Go for walk a while. Wait and sit down. When I was taking my cup to my mouth, there was an explosion before it reached my mouth. It sounded bah! There was a pandemonium in the place. Do you know the man that went to see that just came? He shook my hand. He said, Martin, you are a man. I was not a man, no. I was so happy to do. Not knowing that when he passed through, he has poisoned my drink. And God didn't allow me to drink it. As heavy, as thick as that cup is, it exploded. If Jesus came and suffered all that he suffered just to save you and me, and he allowed one witch to be punishing you, he's defeating his purpose. Who is a witch? Have been given authority to cast him out. You know what authority is? Let a policeman, let the trailer be overloaded and it's coming. When the policeman just do like this, you think he can stop? That man cannot stop a bicycle. But when he do like this, the government, the authority is behind him. Brothers and sisters, shalom to your soul. What I believe we should be preaching is faith, not unbelief. Don't go to this house. That place is witch. That place is wizard. I used to say, if you go to sleep, you are supposed to sleep in the night. If you find yourself flying, come and tell me. We cast out that flying spirit from you. God didn't make us to fly. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We are going to pray. Shalom to your soul. You believe God? Let me finish the sermon. Brother Ben said, it is that desire to be like somebody. He said that is what the people had in mind. That is why you find some people identify themselves with atoms. But Abraham himself slept on a tree for about 2 weeks. On a tree. When he read about Tarzan and Apes, what you read matters. You young men, you young women, if you go and bring, you go and take novel that talk about sex, you read it, you will go into fornication. Because it will inspire you. Hello? Be careful of what you read. During the time of Brother Abraham, he was warning the people against television. Today, we have something worse than television. That answer, it depends on the spirit that is in you. That will guide you to where you can go in that answer. There is no nonsense and rubbish that is not in that answer. As you see, it's small, so. May God deliver us from all evils. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Jesus, God became flesh so that he might serve as our example. Brother Abraham said, if everybody wants to be like Jesus, he said, we will not need police. We will not need soldiers. Everybody will be gentle. Everybody will be humble. Everybody will be meek. Everybody will be godly. If everybody wants to be like Jesus, we sing it. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on eternal, to be from out of glory, we are asked to be like him. You can be like Jesus. The only way you can be like Jesus, let Jesus come inside of you. And when he comes, he's coming to take over. You don't live your life anymore. It's Christ living in you, doing both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. That is why the other time I mentioned you here before I will repeat. I will never believe in my life that adultery is a mistake. It's a sign of carnality. It's a sign that you are not converted. If you, oh man. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Jesus is our example. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are connected to heaven. The kingdom of God is dwelling in your soul. Are you following me? How will you have the kingdom of God be inside of you? You'll be talking about periphery. The prophet said, no wonder the things of the earth does not appeal to us. How will he appeal to us? Our life is being controlled from somewhere else. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Jesus is our example. God became flesh so that you and me might take him as our example. Amen. If you have actually experienced forgiveness, it will not be difficult for you to forgive somebody that hurt you. Hello? So people will say, Uto she si mi ye, afita badon, kato pare, eh, ni lo son, ibita anlo. Because there's no promise, we will not settle quarrel there. The prophet said, when death comes, he said, the state in which he meets you, he said, that is how you will ever be. If you carry mind, carry a forgiving spirit, death meets you like that, you are lost. And the prophet said, when a man is about that, two angels will appear. One red one representing Satan, one white one representing God. He said, if he was a Christian, the red one had to go. He's disappointed. The white one carried him away. But if he was a sinner, the white one will fold hands, and the red one carried him away. The life you live determines the destination you are going. Every road leads to a destination. So bummy. You want to say chi. If somebody's back, shame on you. Do you know what Abraham said? That gossip is sulfuric acid. Do you know it? Sulfuric acid. There's nothing as destroyed as gossip. You laugh with the person at the back. That is the worst enemy. You laugh with the person at the back, you spoil him. You cut him into pieces. You are only cutting him with your mouth. If God doesn't cut him, he has a final say. Shalom. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Somebody told me something. That two people had dreams when I was sick. That I was going. I'm not scared if I'm to go. What Abraham said, if God finishes with me today, he said, I don't want to be here tomorrow. Not only that, you know, I met one of them. I said, brother, I was told you had a dream about me when I was sick, and that your conclusion was that I was on my way out. He said, you see, the revelation, this, that, he talked plenty. By the time he finished, I said, were you sleeping when you see those things? He said, yes. I said, oh, it means that's a dream you had. are two kinds of dreams the prophet told us. If it's from God, it's a direct statement. Like God told Joseph, take Mary and the child. Herod will kill him. He doesn't need interpretation. The escape. When Herod died, he came. He said, the man that wanted to kill that boy, he don't die, make you not go back. But when you have to involve the, when he told me all that he saw in the dream, I know it was dream weight. With, what do you call it now? Symbols. I said, brother, you need a prophet to interpret it. He said, you see, that's how God deal with me. I kept quiet. God will not deal with you contrary to the message of the hour. No, Bajinyo, I'm yet to meet the other one. The other one has sat where I was preaching, has passed those areas. There's a way we talk to each other. I passed those areas. I know. If I were him, I will wait until I ask him, because I will ask him. I will wait. I will come and... That is one thing I find out about us. Let me say something before we go and pray. Don't worry, we will pray. Look, when Brother Branham caused his wife to lie, and God rebuked him, Brother Branham did not take phone to call the people, the attorney. He went there by himself. He told them, I come to say sorry. I caused my wife to lie. I was there when the phone came. Because I was there, I ran around the house. Many of us, we feel too big to confess our wrongs. You know you have robbed the person. You can't come to him and say, I'm sorry. Who are you? Ordinary dust. There is only one special person in our midst, and that is Jesus Christ. Every other one of us, we are just product of grace and nothing but that. Remove grace, we are nothing. Absolutely nothing. Do you know what the man said after he confessed that thing to him? The man walked to him, put hand on his shoulder. He said, we have always have confidence in you. He said, now we have more confidence in you. A man that is wrong, I want to confess his wrong. But Abraham said sorry to any man. He doesn't have soul. And you can't say sorry to your older brother. You keep quiet. You shut up your mouth. When you know you are done wrong. Otisoro, poto, poto. Oh, mercy. May God help us. One thing about God's children, whether you say sorry to them, you don't say sorry to them, they forgive you. They have the mind of Christ. Do you believe we have the mind of Christ? Oh, sure. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure is God working in us. God bless you, church. That is why I do tell people, don't just repent and be baptized and remain there. You don't raise the request for baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not desperate. When the demons that came out of you come back and find that place clean, I will not pronounce the remaining. May that never be your portion. But Abraham said, you say you repented and you are baptized. God didn't give you the Holy Ghost. He said, you are making God a liar. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise of to you, to your children, to them that are far off, as many as the Lord that God shall call. Thus says the Lord, cannot fail. I baptize some people, whether even minister, when they are coming out, they receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the problem is not with God. The problem is with us. When you don't repent, that's why he said, you go into water, a dry sinner, you come out a wet sinner. May God deliver us from all evils. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I've made up my mind about one thing, that this message, I've not started preaching it to. I've just laid foundation. The few time I have left here, whether 2 days or 2 weeks, I will so preach the message in sincerity. I'm telling you, I won't spare nobody. I won't even look at your face. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Because the other time, if I have died, that would have been the end. For the fact that he spared me, I'm telling you, the devil is in trouble. When we kick him here, he lied in Abuja. The brethren there, we kick him. He lied in Kaduna. The brethren in Kaduna, we put him in the lake of fire. We will never give him a breathing space. God bless you. Your character, your actions and reactions is determined by the spirit that is in you. Believe that this? Jesus is our example. Shall we bow our heads? You want to be remembered the prayer? Can you just lift up your hands? Our Father, we are grateful for the little time we have spent to admonish one another or the message identified with Christ. Heavenly Father, who else do we want to be identified with? That is why you came in the flesh, so that we might be like you. If we identify ourselves with an actress or an actor, it will lead us to sin. We will find ourselves in the lake of fire. That's not the place you made for us. Where you made for us, you will guide us to come to that place. It's to be like you, to repent and be baptized and receive your spirit. Your spirit in us will guide us. Create your character. Bring your character, your actions onto our lives. Father, we just want to bless your name. We worship, hands are up everywhere, knees everywhere, in the hearts of everyone. Don't pass any of us by. That is why we come to church. Whatever is the need that made the people to break the law of gravity, Father, meet us at the point of our knees. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. May we never stop until we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost that make us to be like you. Brother Abraham said, it is one thing for you to say you have the Holy Ghost. It is another thing for you to really have the Holy Ghost. They are two different things. May you help us, O God. May we not take it for granted. May we not profess it and not possess it. May your name be praised, Father. Help us as we go into prayer. Inspire us and not to grant us option. May we, O God, may you grant us utterance, O God, to pray as becoming saints. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You are done for us. Oh, no. We are very, very grateful. I will say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no. We are very, very grateful. You have done for us, oh no. We are very, very grateful. I will say thank you, Jesus. I have a Father that we never fail. I have a Father that we never fail. Jesus is my Father, and we never fail. Your promises never fail. I have a Father that we never fail. I have a Father that we never fail. Jesus is my Father, and we never fail. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. Amen and amen. Shall we bow our heads as we bring the service to a close? Our dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you for how you started this week with us on Sunday on a very wonderful note. Thank you for Sunday school. Thank you for the services. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for your protection and cares upon us since that time. Thank you for individual prayers. Thank you for family altars. Thank you for our going out and coming in. Thank you for everything that you have been unto us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, you have kept us. You have fought our battles. You have protected our going out and coming in. You have provided our needs, O God, till today, Lord, for this midweek meeting. We have come. We have opened the Bible. We have admonished ourselves. Lord Jesus, Lord, we have prayed over personal requests that the people lifted up their hands. Lord Jesus, the written word, we have read them. And the word that were freshly written, we have read them, Lord. Heavenly Father, you are God that heareth and answers prayers. You have taught us that whatsoever thing we desire, when we pray, we should believe we have received, and then shall we have it. We believe you have answered our prayers. As we go, we are in expectation, waiting for the manifestation of the answers. Until that time, may we never listen to the suggestions of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, righteous Father. By whichever means we are going back home, whether in public transport, private vehicle, you brought us, take us back home safely. May we not be preachers of your word alone. May we not be hearers alone. May we be doers of the same. Give us grace to be able to live by every iota of your word, because we have been made to know, not the preachers only, not the listener only, justifiable. The preachers are doers, and also the listeners are doers of the word. Help us, Heavenly Father. We all need your help, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor. We bring praises, we bring adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. We pray for this country, the people in authority. As you say, we should pray for them, because if there is trouble and there is curfew, we cannot gather. Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Take the spirit of stealing away from their hearts, O God, that the resources you bless this nation with, they will annex it and use it to bless the people of this nation. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. Take us home safely, Lord. May we continue to meditate upon the few things that we have heard. Thank you, Savior Divine. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. God bless you, church. Thank you, sir. We have a visitor with us, Sister Erie Christie. Can you write? Yeah, God bless you. We're happy to have you. God bless you. Thank you, you can sit down. Oh, praise be to God. Christian can give names, you know. Eri Christie. There is one, the one selling gas in our front, in our house. The daughter is good news. God bless you, church. Shake one another, say shalom, my brother. Shalom to your one soul. Shalom to your one soul, my brother. Shalom to your one soul, Lord. My brother, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Yeah, I was going to make sure. We thank God for the family of God. Hello. This message we produce, the bride of Jesus Christ, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such thing. Whether the devil likes it or not. God bless you. God willing, on Friday, as usual, we shall be observing the breaking of bread and faith washing. You are all invited. It has been said over and over and over and over again, that it is not only meant for the partakers alone. It is a service. God can meet with your needs, can fill you with the Holy Ghost in that service. Oh, yes. May God help us. May we never miss the day of our visitation. God bless you. Shall we rise up? We will see this chorus. as our sub leader will take over. When the roof is gone up yonder, when the roof is gone up yonder, when the roof is gone up yonder.